Lesson number 3. Jesus of Nazareth is the Christ, the Son of God and the Son of Man. He was prophesied Messiah of the Old Testament and is described throughout the New Testament as being both fully human and fully divine. As second member of the God family, he has existed from eternity as the Word. He divested himself of his power and majesty and became a human being to die for the sins of all mankind, as our loving and merciful Savior. He was then resurrected and ascended to heaven to become our high priest and the head of all things to the church. Jesus Christ shall return to establish the kingdom of God on earth and rule as King of Kings with his saints forever. Jesus Christ is the chief cornerstone in the foundation of Christianity, the focal point of both Old and New Testaments and of biblical prophecy. He is the one around whom God's plan of redemption and salvation revolves. Christ, as the Word of God, has existed with the Father from eternity. See John 1, verse 1 to 14. John 1:1 states that the Word was with God and the Word was God. All things were made by Him, and He was in the world, and the world was made by Him, and the world knew Him not. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. He and the Father together devised a plan to reproduce themselves and to expand their family by means of the human creation. This creation was accomplished by the one who became Christ through the agency and power of the Holy Spirit. For by Him, meaning Christ, were all things created that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible. Colossians 1, verse 16. John adds that all things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. Thus, the Word of God, Christ, was also the Creator God who fashioned the universe and breathed the breath of life into Adam. The being who later became Jesus Christ was likewise the God of the Old Testament, and hence the one who walked with Noah and talked with Abraham and with Moses. See John 8, verse 58, and Exodus 3, verse 14. He was the God of Israel, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God who gave His law to Moses at Sinai. He was the one who led Israel with a cloud by day and protected them by a pillar of fire at night. He was Israel's protector, their guide, and their rock. As it says, that rock was Christ in 1 Corinthians 10, verse 4. He likewise was the God of David and was the one who dwelled in Solomon's temple. He spoke through Isaiah, Jeremiah, Ezekiel, and all the prophets and inspired the entirety of the Old Testament. In order to fulfill the divine master plan of salvation, this great being divested himself of all his power, his might and majesty, and took upon himself the form of a servant that was made in the likeness of men. Philippians 2, verse 7. As envisioned, however darkly, by Abraham and Moses, and as prophesied by Isaiah and others, God's Word was now incarnate, the Son of God and the Son of Man. As a human being, Jesus led a sinless, perfect life, although He was in all points tempted, like as we are, yet without sin. Hebrews 4, verse 15. He overcame Satan's temptations and qualified to replace him as ruler of this world. He was our example who learned obedience through suffering. He became our Savior, whose atoning death paid the death penalty for all the sins of mankind. This great personal sacrifice of Christ's crucifixion is a perfect illustration of Jesus' love and mercy toward everyone. In Christ's own words, the greatest love a man can have is to lay down his life for his friends. John 15, verse 13. And Jesus' sacrifice for us is even more powerfully poignant in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Romans 5, verse 8. When we were still enemies, verse 10, and not yet friends, Jesus laid down His life for us. Certainly, the giving of His life on the cross for all humanity was the greatest example of the greatest love which has ever been shown. Christ's resurrection from the dead was the focal point of universal history, an event of ultimate importance without equal in the unfolding of God's master plan. His burial for 3 days and three nights and his subsequent resurrection was the very sign and the proof of his messiahship. Matthew 12, verse 40. His resurrection proved that man could also be resurrected. It showed the viability of God's plan and was the means by which human beings could eventually be resurrected to eternal life. The death of Christ, the Creator of everything, was designed from the foundation of the world, Revelation 13, verse 8, and was able to pay the penalty for the sins of humanity because his life was worth far more than the sum total of all the lives of all the human beings who have ever lived or ever will live. Upon repentance and baptism, we have the opportunity to take advantage of Christ's sacrifice to pay the penalty for our own personal sins, and through God's grace to receive the gift of eternal life, which Jesus Christ's life, death, and resurrection made possible. Christ has now ascended and is exalted at the right hand of God the Father at the throne of heaven. He is once again actually God, all-powerful and shining in the spirit realm like the sun, and yet with the same mercy and compassion he exemplified during his physical life. Revelation 1, verses 13 to 16. Jesus is the first fruits of salvation, the first mortal to be made immortal, and the first human being to become a member of the God family. He is the Christian's elder brother and the forerunner of our salvation, the consummate high priest and advocate, the intercessor and the mediator before God's throne of mercy. Although Christ is under the Father in authority, it is through Christ that we learn of the Father. Christ is the express image of the Father, as it says in Hebrews 1, verse 3. And he that hath seen Christ hath seen the Father, said John 14, verse 9. Thus we learn of the Father, of his plan, his ways, his character, his laws, and his love through his first begotten, his firstborn Son, Jesus Christ. So Christ today is the living head of his church, actively, intelligently, and personally guiding and directing it through the Holy Spirit of God. He is simultaneously fully involved in the relentless sweep of mankind's historical events as he prepares to intervene in the end time of world history, returning to earth in full power and authority to take over the governments of this earth and to set up his divine kingdom of God as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Christ, who began the creation, will also finish it. After the completion of his 1,000-year rule, Jesus Christ will turn everything over to his Father, and God himself will join his billions of Spirit-composed sons as the new heaven and new earth are created. Revelation 21. God and his family will then rule the universe forever, and of the increase of his government there shall be no end. Isaiah 9, verse 7. Now please read these scriptures in your own Bible. Christ died so that all men could be forgiven. Read Hebrews 4, verses 14 to 16. Christ was also the God of the Old Testament. Please read Philippians 2, verses 5 through 8, and John 8, verses 52 to 58. Christ was the God in the cloud that led the children of Israel out of Egypt. Read 1 Corinthians 10, verse 4. The only sign that Christ was the Messiah was the sign of Jonah, the Old Testament prophet, that he would be in the grave 3 nights and 3 days as Jonah was in the belly of the fish. Please read Matthew 12, verse 40. Now please answer the following questions before going on to the next lesson. Stop the recording and write your answers. If you cannot answer all the questions, you may wish to rewind part of Lesson 3 and listen again before answering the questions. Is Jesus Christ the focal point of the Old Testament? Yes or no? Of course, the answer is yes. What verses of the Bible described Christ as the Word or spokesman of the God family? These verses also make it clear that Christ is the God of the Old Testament. Now that would be John 1, verses 1 through 14. Who was the creator of heaven and earth? Of course, the answer is Jesus Christ. What verse tells that Christ was that rock that led Israel out of Egypt? See 1 Corinthians 10, verse 4. Is it true that Christ died for us while we were yet sinners? Yes, that's true. The greatest focal point of the universal history of mankind is what event? Answer, the resurrection of Christ. The only sign and proof of Christ being the Messiah is being in the grave 3 days and three nights, the sign of Jonah. Christ as creator of man thereby has a life that is of more value than all of mankind. Therefore, his death can pay for all the sins of all mankind. True or false? Yes, that's true.